This is the mark of the second Ramah that Gary was the Obama Chancellor. And before that, it was the Archdeacon Ramah, and for years we plugged away to try and prove to the council that there was a demand for a good Archdeacon for a theatre in the gallery space. And we put all sorts of strange and interesting things in all parts of our mind. And there was one for two people in particular in the Arts Council who were very, 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 very supportive. And but for them, I don't think we would have kept on going when we did. One of them is the late Prim Finnegan, who was the regional director. And the other is here tonight, with that say, a friend of Brian Ballard's, as of mine. And I would be a very, very supportive and warm welcome to Francis Parker.
Bottles, pots, cups, glasses, and he has all three of vases, vases and vases. In every possible shape, size and colour. Then, the critics say, he tends to work in intense bursts of creativity. But once started, he may paint the same subject several times. And the landscapes he paints are often harsh and brutal. That is all of it. I believe Hansen was out there. And I think they epitomized the art and skill of Brian. He paints the scene, he paints the same scenes repeatedly in order to express their multitudinous moods. At a different level, I came across his work in St. George's Market in Belfast. Brian did Sean, a market trip, live, and watching that work evolve was for me an intense emotional experience. It was almost like being at a birth. That's the skill of the man. Having established a significant reputation over the past 30 years, Brian is one of the country's leading artists for investment. Paintings by Brian Ballard can be found in many prestigious collections throughout the island of Ireland. They include the Arts Council of Ireland, AIB, Crawford Municipal Gallery Court, the Ulster Museum, the National Trust, and some of his work is owned by the Irish rock legends, U2. Although it's not actually included in this exhibition, Brian Ballard has kindly brought to Armagh a portrait of R. John Hewitt, which he painted in the 1980s. And this is on view outside the studio throughout the time of the summer show. I'm told it's one of about five that he completed. Brian visited John Hewitt regularly and his home in Stockholm's Lane in Belfast. And some of you will know that the John Hewitt Society run bus tours and they all pass that house and of course a new platform. Now, in conclusion, I will tell you, Brian Ballard is an accomplished windsurfer. Slim, elegant, and athletic in black wetsuits. I thought that would wet some of his appetite. having researched extensively, his favourite shirt might well be turquoise because there isn't a film that I haven't seen you in it. I like the shirt, Brian. And it took me an hour to find another painting of Brian's with the little red teapot in it in our picture. I think that's fantastic. And if I was going to steal something, I think the pictures over there and I would have that on my coat. Thank you. And finally, just talking about flowers, I couldn't find a single painting of a dandelion in Brian's collection. I would just say this, if I was asked what flower I think I would resemble, I would say it would be a dandelion. And I think it's about time there was one of those this in your collection. Now, absolutely fine. He's going through a big phase at the moment. These are large paintings. And the reason for it, he has his camper van with him, and they fit neatly through the window for transportation. So there is a reason for everything this work. And absolutely, absolutely fine. He paints with courage, a certain audacity, and a sense of purpose. It's no wonder you admire Bonnet, Matisse, and Picasso. I love his work, and I recommend it to all of you. And on behalf of the John Hewitt Society, the Marketplace Theatre, I would like to thank Brian. will generate among us all. Fran Ballard, thank you very much.